Question is, can one daven mincha after accepting Shabbos? So a person accepts Shabbos, can he then still daven mincha? Or do we say no, once you accept Shabbos, there's no possibility of daven mincha? This could be something which is very relevant because there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So most understand that this means one has to actively accept Shabbos early. Before you have to say, you know, I hereby accept Shabbos, at least a minute or two, preferably a few minutes at least, before Shkia. And at the same time, most shuls daven mincha fairly close to Shkia. And there is a common phenomenon on Fridays, we're moving into Shabbos, that a lot of people are kind of down to the wire with the Shabbos preparations, that people don't always come on time for mincha. So it could easily occur that a person arrives at shul just a few minutes before Shkia, and does he have time to really say Shmona Esrei and be Mekabel Shabbos? Is it possible to fulfill Tosefes Shabbos and then to daven mincha? Or does he have to choose between mincha and Tosefes Shabbos? So this is an important question. Can a person daven mincha after accepting Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Tezvav, says that if a person is in shul and he hasn't daven mincha yet, and it's before the end of the Zman, and the shul already accepts Shabbos, the shul says Baruchu, and so even if he doesn't accept Shabbos, he can't daven in the shul mincha shalchol. He'd have to go out of the shul to daven a mincha shalchol. But if he answered with them and he accepted Shabbos with them, then he can no longer daven mincha, and he would do a tashlumin at Maariv. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that one would not be able to daven mincha after accepting Shabbos. The Mishnah Brewer earlier in the Siman says this as well, applies this to a different case. A woman, let's say, hasn't lit candles yet, and she wants to daven mincha, but if she davens mincha, then it'll already be shkia, she won't be able to light candles for shkia. So she should light candles, and then she won't be able to daven mincha anymore, mincha shalchol, because she already accepted Shabbos, so she would do a tashlumin at Maariv. Similarly, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasai writes, in that case that we gave, if a person arrives at shul just a few minutes before shkia, so he says Tosefes Shabbos is a mitzvah deraisa according to most Rishonim. He says, if you can't do both, you should do Tosefes Shabbos, accept Shabbos, and you miss mincha, so you'll do a tashlumin at Maariv. That's the psak in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasai. There are those who chip away at the clarity of this psak. Is it never possible to daven mincha after accepting Shabbos? So the Tzitz Eliezer, following the earlier posik, the Zera Emes, basically accepts the basic lamdas, but he says there's a difference between a communal acceptance of Shabbos, which is what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, as opposed to a personal acceptance of Shabbos. And he claims that it would be possible if a person is only doing a personal acceptance of Shabbos to then still daven mincha. So he is disagreeing with Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and the Mishnah Berurah. But he says that's in line with the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's only a personal acceptance of Shabbos, then one would still be permitted to daven mincha. That's the Tzitz Eliezer. Rav Avadya Yosef goes much further, and he's following also an earlier posik, the Eretz Tzvi. That's Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frimmer, known as the Kashuk Lover Gon. So he makes the following two-step argument. Step one, he says Tosefes Shabbos does not require a direct active acceptance of Shabbos. It's enough to just refrain from malacha. This is, as mentioned, against many understandings, many poskim's understanding of Tosefes Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah included. But he says you don't have to accept Shabbos actively. All you have to do is not do malacha at that time. As Raya is from a Mishnah, we say in Bam Madlikin, that during Ben Hashmashos, a person can still make an Erev Tchumin and can still do Hatmana, which are generally you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch is, you can do that during Ben Hashmashos. But if you accepted Shabbos, then you can't. So he says, so who is allowed to do it on Ben Hashmashos? Only the people who are the Balei Aveir who didn't fulfill Tosefes Shabbos? So it must be that you can fulfill Tosefes Shabbos without an active acceptance of Shabbos. If you actively accept Shabbos, then you cannot do these things during Ben Hashmashos. But if you didn't, you still fulfill Tosefes Shabbos, but you can still do these things during Ben Hashmashos. That's step number one. Step number two, he says, even if you accept Shabbos actively, you can still daven mincha. So he says, mincha shel chol is not a contradiction to Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara says, we would daven all the intermediate brachas of weekday, Shemona Esrei, and Shabbos, but the Chacham didn't want to be matriachas. And there's a Gemara in brachas, which is pasul halachah, that you can be mispal shel motzei Shabbos, b'Shabbos, b'Shas et Chak, you can daven Shemona Esrei of Maariv, of motzei Shabbos, which includes atachon atanu, while it's still Shabbos. So it must be that it's not a stira to Shabbos, and it's no problem to daven mincha after you accept Shabbos. What about the psak of the, he admits he's against the Mishnah Brura and against the Shmir Shabbos Kilkaza. What about the psak of the Shulchan Aruch? He said, no, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, because you answered to Baruchu of Mariv. Mariv Shul Shabbos and Mincha Shul Chol is the stira. Not Shabbos and Mincha Shul Chol, but Mariv Shul Shabbos and Mincha Shul Chol. That's the stira. But if you didn't say, if you didn't answer to Baruchu, then it would be okay. So there are shuls where they, you know, continue Mincha into Bein Azmanim, so they have upon whom to rely. There are poskim who do allow that, but certainly lichadchila, my suggestion would be to follow what I think is the most primary direction in poskim, like the Mishnah Berurah, like Shmir Shabbos. That certainly lichadchila, a person should make sure to finish mincha on time before Shkia and be able to accept actively Shabbos before Shkia, and thereby to fulfill Tosefes Shabbos. Have a great day. If people could put their chairs on the tables, that would be appreciated.